Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It's Thursday, December 15th. 10 more days till Christmas. I guess 9 more shopping days till Christmas. If you're listening to us with our early morning drive time, you're listening on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM, 92.3 and 101.9 FM. And you're listening to us in the early afternoon drive time on 920 AM and 99.1 FM. We say we don't care where you listen, just so you do. Wear red, eat chocolate, and stay with me. At the end of our time together, we put everything on my website, and please friend me on Facebook. And I fill the hour with all the things I can think of to help you get through your day better. Community activities, the daily date book, mystery songs, guest interviews, giveaways, the desert date book, and we finish up with my music if there's time. So sit back and relax. You must know the routine by now. Have you got your day timer?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
The Palm Springs Cultural Center is premiering The Lincoln Debate by LGBTQ theater company The Bent, now through the end of the year. Details at psculturalcenter.org. Marlowe Productions, that's our longtime acquaintance Diana Marlowe, presents the Desert Woman's Show. Now, I know Saturday, February 18th seems like it's out there, but you can start buying your tickets now. It'll be at the Classic Club, and it always sells out. DesertWoman'sShow.com. Palm Springs International Piano Competition presents Romance of the Holidays, Tuesday, December 20th, at CV Rep in Cathedral City for $75. Details, psipc.org. Let's do some legendaries with the legendary Wink Martindale. He presents his award-winning legendary History of Rock and Roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY Radio. Isn't that fun? 1340 AM, and then those two FM stations, 92.3 and 101.9 FM. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, it's time for our Talk of Stars. You know how this works. Hollywood has the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Palm Springs has the Palm Springs Walk of the Stars. But this is radio. So on the Joey English Show, it's the Joey English Talk of Stars. Get it? Get it? And we welcome to our microphones longtime friend of this show and these people and you, Joey pals. Hi, Robert Drake.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm wearing red and eating chocolate. You too.
As it should be.
So, Joey pals, you know how we do this. The first segment is about Robert's childhood and his upbringing, his education, his parents, whatever he wants to tell us. The second segment is about his career. And even though we've worked together, I love being with Robert in drag, except that he's about 8 inches taller than me. We'll talk about that. And the last segment is all the other things he's done. I mean, he was Phantom on Broadway. He's working here in town. So sit back and relax. I will drive. And we always start by saying, where were you born?
Oh, South Philadelphia.
And?
Well, and we were there for probably 2.5 when we moved. And we moved from there to Seattle, Washington.
Brothers, sisters, parents?
I have a brother and a sister, younger. My dad is a first-generation American. My grandfather moved here when he was 12. From Scotland.
From Scotland.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. It was nice. My whole family's from Scotland.
Is Drake, is that your
stage name? It's actually a middle name and stage name.
Okay.
Yeah. Last name is Davidson.
Oh, Robert Scott Davidson. I like that. Okay. Happy childhood?
Yeah, mostly. You know, things happen.
Schooling?
How deep do you want me to go?
As deep as you're comfortable.
Oh, I'm comfortable with just about everything.
Everything, yes.
I don't know that anybody else will be.
Were you a good student? I would think you were a wonderful student.
I actually wasn't because they didn't know that I was numerically dyslexic.
Oh, dear.
So I always had problems with math. And I was a very, very slow reader. But I comprehended everything I read. But I read very, very slowly. So they thought I had reading problems. But they were wrong on most all counts except for the dyslexia.
Okay.
And that has plagued me in finance my whole life.
Yes. And we're musicians.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
is very strange because music is very mathematical, Joey Pals.
Very.
I mean, I played the violin. There's nothing more mathematical than those
exactly.
harmonics and yep. all that stuff. And yet, the joke at our house is, you know, my son Tyler, and yep. Tyler's a Phi Theta Kappa in economics and math. And somebody asked him quite seriously, did you get your math skills from your mother? He said, yeah, she wasn't using them.
Exactly.
But that's so true.
It is true, yeah.
I shut down.
Yeah.
When I have to do math, I absolutely shut down.
Yeah, I did too. Until I went back to school, I went back at 40 years old and got my degree. And it was that teacher that I had for that final math class that I had to have that finally put it right out there in public that I did the whole entire test correctly, but it was all backwards.
I can't even understand what that means.
Every single equation that I was to figure out was done correctly for the way that I did it. But I did it in reverse.
Wow.
I did, and without, and I went right through the test. There was no struggling. I just went right through the test, thinking I got this, and I got every question wrong. And he said, "I'm going to let you take the test again, but I'm going to give you a different test." So he gave me a different test, and he actually worked with me beforehand to show me what I had done. Nobody had ever done that, even in grade school.
Right.
Nobody had ever done that, and they just didn't take the time. And when he did that, then all of a sudden, everything mathematically started to make sense. And I looked back, and I said, my God, I spent all those years
struggling,
in tears, and
yes.
literally not happy, you know, with my grades and stuff. But I managed to graduate from high school and get my degree. And
so you went all the way through high school. But you got your degree when you were 40.
When I was 40, yeah.
So
I went back to school.
Went back to school.
I had 1 year of college before I went to Vietnam.
Yes, okay.
So that was 1966.
So this will never fit into the book. You had a happy childhood, a brother and a sister.
Yes.
Did your family know you were gay?
No.
I
didn't know I was gay.
Oh, well, and then there's that.
Yeah.
So how did that manifest?
Well, that's the tough part.
Oh,
That's the part that's hard for people to hear.
Oh, then don't tell us.
Yeah, I don't.
If it's too personal, don't.
It'll just really depress people.
Oh, okay. So
anybody who wants to know, if you see me and you have a desire, a driving desire to know the answer to that question, stop me on the street and ask me, and I'll be happy
to
tell
you. Okay, you went in the Army. What?
Yep.
How old were you when you did that?
19.
And you served in Vietnam, I should guess.
I was in Vietnam 2.5 years.
Thank you for that.
Thanks. You're welcome.
What was that like? What was your job in the Army? Were you an entertainer by then?
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
I wanted to be.
Okay.
I wanted to go into special forces, but the gods were not seeing it my way. And so I went to school for cryptology.
Oh, that fascinates me.
Doesn't take any mathematics for that, right?
No, yeah, right. Jeez. That's fascinating.
But I graduated top of my class because I was a great typer.
Oh.
Fast fingers.
Yes, something.
And so, yeah, I was one of three people in my group of 60 that graduated. The top three people in the class went to Vietnam. Everybody else went to Germany.
Oh.
Never wanted to be first in anything again.
Yes. And you're a disabled veteran, as I recall.
I am a disabled veteran, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It happens.
Yes.
It's a war.
Yes, hello.
You know.
There's not any mother who's given birth, who's telling the truth, who doesn't... I mean, I had three military children, but I despise the concept of war.
Yeah.
If you've ever given birth and you realize how precious that is, life is, wow.
Well, my dad was a disabled veteran.
Oh.
My brother's a disabled veteran, and so am I. And so we all more than served our country.
You did.
God bless him. My dad lived to 91 with one kidney.
Oh, my.
The tip of his heart missing from a bullet he got in the back in Okinawa. My brother had a little entanglement in the DMZ in North Korea.
Oh, dear.
And
Korea, you've been to World War II, Korea, Vietnam.
And I did Vietnam. So we did all the main wars.
Yes. You know, thank you.
We're an equal opportunity family.
Yes. What was your mother like?
Oh, my mom was an entertainer. My
mother
was a singer.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, my mother was a singer and an actress. She also, like all the women did who were fledgling actresses in Hollywood, all of them worked for the USO.
Yes.
That's how she met my dad. Yeah, it's kind of a neat story. You know, they lasted 26 whole years.
Gosh.
You know, and then...
Did she live to see you as an entertainer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
She was one of my biggest supporters.
Good.
She flew to New York. She flew to New York for the last concert I did there and surprised me. And it was magnificent. It really was magnificent. One of the best things I've ever done.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
Where did that come from?
Well, my mother always said we had a tall milkman. Because my dad was...
That's another thing you can ask him on the street,
yeah,
folks.
My dad was 5'10".
What?
And my mom was only 5'5". So I'm 6'5", my brother's 6'3", and my sister's 5'8".
That's what I am.
Yeah.
Now, maybe a grandpa or somebody...
Well, his... Okay, so my... Let's see. My great-grandfather...
Okay.
Was 6 foot. But for that time,
that was tall. Very tall.
That was tall. And I think he was the tallest.
You're always taller than the shortest parent. Or maybe I made that up. We're visiting with Robert Drake. We've talked about his childhood and his parents and his education. We're going to talk, and we talked about his military service. We're going to come back after our commercial break, and we'll talk about doing Phantom on Broadway.
Didn't do Phantom, but that's...
What'd you do? Why do I say that?
I don't know.
I made that up, too?
You did.
Well, let's leave it in. It's... What? I say that all the time about you.
No. I did Billy Flynn in Chicago.
You did Chicago on Broadway. Oh, well.
I did the touring company.
Okay. We'll talk about your drag. We'll straighten up my act. Then when we get to the third segment, we'll talk about what you're doing in the future. You're here in Palm Springs permanently now. You've toured the world. We have a lot to talk about, and I'll read my notes. It's Joey English with Robert Drake. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.